Protecting national security takes more than just adding a group to the terrorist list. Commentary. In the post-9/11 period, a new tool was made available for the Canadian government in the ill-named War on Terrorism. It is not as if we had not experienced terrorism before that fateful day, nor were our security services restrained from investigating terrorist threats prior to the flying of passenger aircraft into buildings in New York and Washington. What, then, was this new instrument and what purpose did it serve? It was called Listed Terrorist Entities and was supposedly implemented as a public means of identifying a group or individual as being associated with terrorism. While it was not a crime per se to be listed, those who knowingly participated, directly or indirectly, in any activity of a terrorist group were guilty of an offense. The original list was not rocket science. Groups such as Al-Qaeda, the Japanese Aum Shinrikyo, and Hezbollah were early listed entities, although in some cases groups were deferred until over a decade later. It is also noteworthy that the listing process was at times very political in nature. Although Public Safety Canada owned the list, it is important to point out that the reason for including groups was supposed to be based solely on the input of the country's security intelligence apparatus. And yet one group would be delisted inexplicably and another added for blatantly knee-jerk rationales. I have always been ho-hum about the list as it does not really serve much of a purpose. Yes, it does help in terrorism finance cases, but it neither mandates SIS or the RCMP to investigate these entities nor helps them to prioritize their work. Canada has also dragged its feet on some listings, or seemed to be merely following decisions by its allies. As to why it took the federal government a quarter century to list Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, your guess is as good as mine. I fear that these very public pronouncements are little more than theater. By proclaiming from the rooftops that Canada has taken a bold move to place a given group on notice, Canadians can be assured that their leaders take the threat of terrorism very seriously. This from a government that hasn't taken the China threat seriously, as we have seen ad nauseam in the various reports and inquiries into Chinese election interference and transnational repression against a variety of diasporas in our land. Saying you are all in on national security takes more than a statement by a minister. It is thus quite obvious that the entire listing process has become yet another government program which few understand or pay attention to. Canada is not directly affected by the Houthis, although these Shia terrorists have inflicted significant damage to international shipping in the Gulf of Aden and the Red Sea. It is hard to imagine what Canada will do to counter Houthi actions in a critical economic zone. It is not as if we have spare warships to send to the region. It is even less clear whether there is any Houthi presence in Canada, or individuals who support these violent extremists. Having watched the process develop over 2.5 decades, I no longer jump up and down and celebrate when another entity joins the list. Maybe I am just jaded, or maybe the whole thing is just window dressing and pretty well a waste of time and resources.